This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. Today, we continue honoring the seniors that make up the A-State dance team. In this interview, I spoke with seniors Ellie Stafford and Kinsey Williams. Ellie, if you don't mind, what is your major, if you don't mind?
I'm majoring in strategic communications with a triple emphasis in public relations, advertising, and social media, and then a minor in marketing.
Okay. And Kinsey, what's your major, please?
Strategic communications, too. Yeah. I don't have an emphasis area, so I'm just kind of doing everything. So.
Okay. So y'all been in a lot of the same classes, probably.
Yes.
Yep.
Tell us about what it's been like, and Ellie, I'll start with you. What's it been like being on the dance team for these years?
It's been a really big blessing. That's been something that I've learned throughout my 4 years, for sure. Coming in, I knew that I wanted to try out. I knew that I wanted to continue to dance for 4 more years. I grew up dancing in a studio. I grew up dancing on my high school dance team, and we were really close. And so I was really looking for that, the second family aspect of dance, of a dance team that I've always had. And I came in, and I can definitely say that every year has been completely different, but I have grown to love dancing even more. I've grown to have a really close personal relationship with Coach Page, and I think I've learned just as much about myself as I have about dance these 4 years, just because it's taught me a lot, it's humbled me in a lot of ways, and I couldn't imagine my college experience without the dance team, for sure.
Right. And Kinsey, the same question for you, please.
Well, I grew up dancing, so I started dancing at 2, and so I danced all the way from junior high dance team all the way to high school, and then I knew I wanted to continue dancing, but actually before I tried out for the dance team, I was kind of on edge of whether I wanted to continue dancing or just maybe focus on school. And so once I decided to dance like 4 more years, I knew A-State was going to be like the perfect place to do that. And it's actually really funny, like I competed in like dancing competitions with Ellie, so like me and Ellie have known each other for like a million years, I feel like.
Yeah, pageants and dance.
Yeah, pageants and dance. But I've always loved dancing, and that was a part of my life that I realized I was not ready to give up yet. And so being a part of the Red Wolves dance team has been the most amazing experience in college so far. Not only do I get to be with my teammates every single day, but these people are also like my sisters and my family. And so without them, I honestly don't think I would have been able to get through college.
Mm-mm. What's been the main difference, and how much of a change is it from dancing in high school and the kind of dancing that you all do in studios and all that, and dancing for your high school teams? Then you switch over to college and collegiate dance. How much of a difference is there? Kinsey, I'll start with you.
Mainly the biggest difference was the game day aspect of the game day atmosphere. Here at ASU, we have a wonderful game day. And so in high school, I felt like I really didn't get to focus on that as much because we had so many different competitions between our local competitions and state. And so that's mainly where my focus was. It was always competing. But here at ASU, we put a big emphasis on our game day, but also nationals as well. And so it was a really different adjustment to try to balance them. And then also I went through studio dance, and with studio dance you have like 7 to 9 different dances, and so you go from trying to split up your time through all these different dances to just being able to focus on 2 large aspects when being on a college dance team.
Yeah, Ellie.
Yeah, I was going to talk more about the nationals aspect of it. In high school, you had the chance to compete 4 dances. And so, like she said, we split up our time in practice. We would practice 3 to 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. But we would practice 4 routines. And so for our nationals, or for dance, for college dance team nationals, we only take 1 routine. And so from last weekend when we learned our routine until next April, we'll have a few basketball games. We'll have a few like workouts and technique practices, but other than that, it is practicing that 1 routine. And so I would definitely say that college dance team is more of a perfection when it comes to dance team nationals, just because we spend way more time than I did in high school on that routine, and we really ensured that it highlights all of our greatest features and that it's as clean as possible by the time we get to nationals. And then, of course, game day. Just like she said, my game day in high school was kind of just show up right before the game, which is fine, but it just wasn't taken as seriously just because it is high school, and we weren't as big of a feature in my high school dance team, or as a high school dance team, that I was in college. And so we definitely are appreciated a lot more in college, and as Red Wolves dancers, that's really awesome just to see how much our program is valued, as well as cheer, and how many people really do come to also see us, not just a football player. So that's really neat to get to see.
I've heard some people say, I don't come for the game nearly as much. I go to see the band, or
yeah,
I go to see the spirit squads.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's my dad.
That's so nice. It is, and my mom, it's so funny, like growing up, my mom is always like, oh, Kinsey has a game today, but there also happens to be a football game.
Yeah.
So like, that's always so funny that my mom just thinks like, I have a game, and like, that's it.
You know? And there's some fans who are like that, you know,
yeah,
that say,
absolutely.
I remember one time I heard one of my good friends who said, said, I go to the football games to watch the sound of the natural state and to watch what the dancers are doing and the cheer is doing and all that. And that's kind of what I'm doing. You all, that's one of the things that you all do is really kind of help set that game day spirit mode by way of doing that. So what I want to ask you is, what is game day like for those people who are not there on the court or on the field or doing all that stuff? Kind of explain, what is that like being out there for game day?
The first word that comes to my mind is long.
Long and hype.
Yes. And it's such a fun and just energetic and just warm atmosphere. And I wish that all fans were able to experience that with us. Mm-hmm. There's honestly no feeling like being on the field and being able to be up close and personal with everyone. And so it's such a fun atmosphere because everyone is just so excited for the game. We're so excited to win. We're so excited to cheer on our football team. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to watch the band at halftime. And so it's just this huge, almost like family atmosphere of just like, okay, we're ready to do this. We practiced all summer for this. Like, it's here. Yeah. You know, let's nail it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, too, it's a really fun responsibility. At times, it can be a really hard responsibility. At times when, you know, we might not be doing good, we might not be playing good, and the audience or the fans are not happy, we're responsible for keeping them, uplifted and upbeat and cheering them on still. I think we do a pretty good job, and they do a good job, too, at realizing that everybody's human and everybody's not going to play their best every single day. But it is rewarding. There was a game, I think it was November 16th, I don't remember who we played, but it was a really, really exciting game, and it's those games that really remind you how thankful you are to get to be where you are, just because getting to be on the sidelines, I stand next to my friend Megan Gunnels, who's a junior, and we were like holding hands and like locking arms, like shaking because we were so nervous because we really wanted to win our last few games to finish off the season well. And so it was those games. We looked at each other. We were like, we were just really thankful, and we're reminded constantly in situations like that when just how thankful we are to get to be where we are during game day and get to have that responsibility of keeping everybody excited.
Going back to your freshman years, by the way, we're talking with Ellie Stafford and also Kinsey Williams, seniors on the dance team here on A-State Connections on KASU. What was it like when you all found out that you were going to be a Red Wolf dancer?
I was pumped.
I was too. And it was so funny because we had Red Bulls Dancers Clinics. And so it's basically like where you can come and like dance with the dance team just to kind of see how we run a practice, the different techniques that we do. And so I was that senior in high school that came to every single recruiting clinic and wanted to be there and just, you know, be able to experience it. And so I was really excited to know that Ellie was going to ASU because we had grown up dancing together. And so it was just kind of like a great experience because we were in the same division competing in high school, but then for us to be on the same team was like a really special thing for both of us. And that's something that I feel like not a lot of people get to do. And so I know I was so excited. We got a t-shirt that said Red Wolves Dancers, and that was the first thing I wore the next day when I went to school.
I
was like, I'm so excited. I'm a college dance team. So
yeah, I actually, I had a foot injury the summer before my senior year. And it was kind of gradual. It was a torn ligament. And so at first, it just had a little tear. And by the time I actually got around to having surgery on it, after the full season was over, it was completely in half. And so I underwent surgery around December of my senior year. I didn't go to Dance Nationals it was actually my first chance to get to go. I didn't dance there. I went. I just didn't get to dance, which is really sad. And then I went through the physical therapy process and all of that. Missed a few of my last competitions in order to be ready to try out. And so I ended up being cleared around right before spring break, which tryouts were in the middle of April. But I was still a little nervous just because range of motion still wasn't fully there. Still had a lot of pain in my ankle just because it was still healing. And so I think the biggest word that comes to my mind whenever, you know, I made the dance team was just relieved, just because I was healthy enough to be able to try out and my foot was healthy enough to be able to try out, just because that was one of the biggest fears, especially of my parents, was that, you know, undergoing this, just because it was pretty necessary, but I also could just not dance anymore and not have to get it done. But that wasn't what I was going to do.
Right.
But that was really scary, especially for them, just because they didn't want to see me sacrifice my chances of dancing in a college team. But luckily, we have Corey. She tore her ACL her senior year, too.
We had a lot of stuff going on between us and your class.
She wasn't physically able to try out. And Coach Page was really lenient enough to be understanding of that. She had Corey submit a few videos of her dancing prior to that. And she was also able to make the team because of that. So we were really thankful for that, too.
And I think that's one of the things that people need to realize is that what you all do, it is a sport.
Oh, 100%.
And, you know, and you can get injured, like, severely.
Yes.
How do you all keep each other you know, kind of healthy and be able to help each other in that? And what do you do to try to prevent those kinds of injuries?
Well, it's kind of ironic. I had surgery less than a month ago, and so I missed a couple football games. And so the main thing that honestly keeps me going is my team. And I have never felt so loved and just, you know, like I was with my family than when I was going through that really hard time in my life. And so having surgery was very, very hard on me emotionally, but my team was there the entire time. The amount of people that came to visit me and texted me while I was out was just great. And so a lot of people don't realize, like, yes, we are on a team together, but we are also 100% a family. Mm-hmm. And so another great thing about being on the Red Bull Science team is we keep each other accountable in every aspect of our life. And so, I mean, we're keeping each other accountable when it comes to school and our academics, but also making sure that we're all healthy physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's a big thing because dance is something that is very hard on your body physically, but it's also so hard mentally sometimes and emotionally because we all get frustrated. We all get frustrated when things don't hit. We get frustrated. We're all tired and exhausted, and we feel like we're splitting our time and our life in so many different directions as well. And so being able to rely on your sisters and your teammates for just emotional support is a huge thing.
Yeah, Ellie.
Coach Bates has also been a really big help in that. You know, she is our coach first and foremost, but she's also just a really good friend. And she is open to listen to you anytime. And so that's mentally, that's physically. I mean, she'll help us with anything that's going on, basically. Mm-hmm. She also does a really good job at, you know, if we have a long day of choreography, she'll get us food that is healthy and that's going to, you know, keep us, you know, pushing in a healthy way, you know, through the sure. afternoon part. She encourages us to drink water. We have a trainer ready for us at all times as well. We have workouts once a week, which, you know, it's a little hard because it's 6:30 in the morning. But at the same time, you know, that helps encourage us staying in shape as well. So she does things throughout the year as well to keep us in the best shape as possible. She treats us like like the football coaches treat their players. She wants us to stay in shape. She wants us to stay healthy. She wants us to maintain a healthy lifestyle outside of practice. And I think the best way to do that is to be a role model and to do it yourself. And she does a really good job at doing that and inspiring us as well. But I can agree and say that, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have my teammates and my coach behind me being able to talk with me about anything that's going on or just encourage me, you know, to stay as healthy as I can.
Public appearances are something that you all do. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something that you all get a chance maybe to go back to your schools, you know, and that. And what is it like? Because I know I have a 16-year-old girl, and I remember she'd be embarrassed if she heard this. But I remember when she was younger, she would find, you know, we had a relative who was cheering on another team, and she would just go up and she would just, you know, kind of flock to all the cheerleaders and the dancers and all that. Do y'all get a chance to go back to the schools? You all experience those things with young girls who one of these days they want to be, you know, exactly where you're at today.
So I was, whenever we went to the HSA homecoming parade downtown, it's probably a little bit easier for me because I'm from Jonesboro, but she's from Benton, so it might be a little bit harder. But when I was in the parade, my high school dance team was there to walk in it. And so I walked over there. They just called right up and hugged me. And of course, I was never on a team with any of them because I'm an old head, but I've known the majority of them ever since they were little. And so it was just really cool to see that response. I actually still maintain a really close relationship with my high school coach. I've emceed her competitions. I've come and watched their practices before state. And so she was honestly more of a friend to me than she was a coach, even more than that. But and also even my studio. I taught at my studio for about 2 years after I graduated, and I still go back. I usually practice my talent and stuff for Miss Arkansas there. And every time I walk in, they just run up and hug me. And so it's really cool to have that influence, not only, you know, as a pageant title holder, as a Red Bulls dancer, but also just as Ellie. It's really cool to see people look up to you in that way. And it's crazy how much, you know, us being on the dance team here can inspire people from our hometowns to want to be on the dance team as well and to be able to share, you know, our experiences, you know, even if it's just through social media.
Sure.
They see how much we enjoy it, and it makes them want to try out too. And so we're ultimately the face of the program, and we help recruit the next classes for Red Bulls dancers and A-State cheerleaders to come.
Kinsey, how fun is it for you?
It's a lot of fun. Honestly, one of my favorite things, like during football season, is when we're walking to our next section to dance for the rest of the game, and we get to high five and like hug all like the little dancers, and you know, it's just a lot of fun. But like Ellie said, I'm from Benton, and so I never really got the chance to basically go back into my elementary schools or my middle school or junior high and all that into you know, see all the people that I grew up with and all the teachers, but One thing that was just kind of really great is I had the wonderful chance to be a dance teacher at Jackson County Dance and Cheer in Newport. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the time my students were the ones that were like, you know, I think I want to be on a college dance team when I get older, or, you know, I want to continue dancing and be able to experience the things that you did. And so I was able to still reach out to so many people in that way. And so it's great to not only be a teacher for these children, but also a role model as mm-hmm. well.
Very good. Two more questions. How has this experience of being on the dance team 4 years, if you were to juxtapose your freshman you to how you are now?
Oh my gosh. That's kind of cringy.
So I know it may be a bit of a hard question, but I mean, you all have grown. Mm-hmm. How has it changed you and helped you grow to the person that you are now? Ellie, I'll start with you.
This is sad. I can honestly say that I really think I've grown more as a person than I have as a dancer. And I don't mean that as anything as if, you know, I haven't grown on the dance team at all as a dancer, just because I have been pushed. But our bodies also get really old and they prevent us from being able to do certain things.
Yeah.
And so my brain, I feel like my brain has not gotten old yet. And my heart hasn't yet, but I've definitely grown more as a person. Every year you step into a new position. As a freshman, you're a baby. You have no idea what's going on most of the time. And it's a responsibility of those older dancers to be able to be the mentors for you. They did an absolutely amazing job. And they also kind of set the tone and the stage for how you want to be as a mentor in your later years. And so then you get into sophomore year and you're kind of a mentor for the younger girls, but you're still not, you know, you're still not the oldest yet. So you're kind of in that middle position. Same thing as a junior. But then once you get to your senior year, you know, I've heard this and I've heard all the different types of words to describe it. I've heard challenge. I've heard, you know, a blessing. I've heard the greatest year of your life. I've heard the scariest year of your life. So I was definitely kind of nervous and sad coming into my senior year. But just being able to step into that position as a leader and a role model and a mentor to everybody else on the team has been such a blessing. It's been something that's really matured me this year. Just because there's always going to be days that you might not want to be there as much as others.
Sure.
Different things like that, just because everybody has bad days. But, you know, as a senior, you set the tone for how everybody else feels that day. And so it's our responsibility to come into practice every day and set a positive tone, or else it's not going to be. I personally think we've done a pretty good job.
This year has been really, really
smooth sailing. It's been really fun. We actually, I'll be short about this, but we had a date night about a month ago. And we're both involved in a lot of different things on campus. And so we have a lot of different friend groups. And sometimes I take my dance team for granted.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, I see these people every day. I'm so tired of them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like, we were at date night and with the sorority, you know, there's like 150 girls and you have your close friends. And you also, I mean, I'm not going to lie, they're all my sisters, but like, I don't know some of them super well just because it's hard to get to know 150 people at a personal level.
Sure. Yeah.
And so we had a sorority date night and then it was dance team date night right after that. And it was funny because at dance team date night, I looked at somebody, I think it was Megan, and I was like, I have never been in an atmosphere where I could go up to anybody, any girl at a date night, and be able to have a full conversation with her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we had music playing. We were doing sidelines in front of our dates.
As if we don't dance enough
practice. It was just, like, it was that. It was those moments. And I know we'll have more at Nationals because Nationals is, like, where everybody gets really close. But it was that moment where I was like, wow, like, I don't have a group of friends as close as the people on the dance team. And from then on, you know, I told myself I was not going to take that for granted. I was going to soak in any chance to get to talk to any of them and be a mentor to any of them for the next semester. And it just has been a really, really big blessing. And that's the way that I feel like I've grown the most, for sure, is as a leader.
Kinsey?
It's hard to compare freshman Kinsey with dance to senior Kinsey because I can honestly say I've always been a very outgoing person. Literally, I can talk to a brick wall. And so coming in as a freshman, I can honestly say I did not talk that much.
I was just about to say.
Weird. It's weird. I did not talk that much. I was very like, I came to practice. I did what I was supposed to do. I knew all my material. And then I wouldn't talk. And then that was it. And so college is a hard adjustment in itself, and so I was trying to balance working and being on a college team, and so I really was still trying to find my place. And so as a freshman, I was totally different from how I usually am, and so going into my sophomore year, it was like I came back out of my shell, and you know, I was a little bit more social, but I can honestly say, like, my skill level, like, I definitely grew as a dancer, but just like Ellie said, I can say that I've grown more as a leader, and my main area of growth was me as a person, not just physically as a dancer.
Right.
I mean, being on a college dance team, you really learn the true meaning of hard work and dedication, time management, and responsibility because you're balancing and constantly juggling so many different things in life. And so just being able to continue what I love, but then also growing with the people that I'm doing it with was just a huge blessing because, you know, this year I've been so nostalgic because I was just like, oh my gosh, my body's getting old. I'm finally almost done with this. But I'm so sad. We just had nationals choreography and I was the only person crying afterwards.
I bawled
like a baby. And I was like, this is my last time to come in here and dance for 12 hours straight. This is my last time to do this. This is my last time to practice these dances with these people. And so I was just like, oh my goodness, like it's all coming to a close. And so, yeah, like when you said, you know, senior year is your scariest year, it's 100% true. This adult life is, it's coming at me fast.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I understand. I just wish that my daughter was here to be able to understand that because right now she wants to be where y'all are at. But then you're like, okay, give me a few more years.
Well, that's where I was at my senior year. I was like, get me out of here. I'm ready to be in college.
Oh, same.
Now, give me back to where I was.
Right. My mom's like, it's here. It's not even like adult life is not even like knocking on the door. It's like kicking it down.
Yes. You know? Yes. It's bulldozing it is what it's doing.
Yes.
So what is national competition like?
Ooh. That's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I've competed for 20 years now.
Right.
And so, you know, when I knew that A-State, the Red Bulls Dancers competed nationals, I was like, I'm in, I'm trying out, I'm ready to go. Nationals is the most, I would say, time-consuming, emotionally draining, physically draining, best time of the year. Just because, like I've said, every year has been different. We switched to compete at NDA instead of UDA my freshman year. And so we went into a complete different competition. It was in April instead of January. And so it was a big change for our program. And we had no expectations whatsoever. We had 12 girls, I think 11 or 12 girls on the floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 12. And we were like, we're just going to work really hard. We worked our butts off, which I think compared to now even is, you know, was very little compared to what we do now, but worked our butts off back then, made finals, got 11th in the nation. It was so awesome. And we were like, okay, we're only going up from here. Came back sophomore year with like 19, 18 girls on the floor, didn't make finals. And so that was really hard just because like you expect when you get a bigger team, you know, wider range of talent, you only expect to go up and we went down. And so we turned back around the next year, did another lyrical routine like we did our first year. And we had, same amount of girls on the floor, like 18.
18.
Beautiful routine, made you cry, just went back,
very emotional,
didn't make finals. And so,
I think that point, we were just sitting there, we're kind of like, okay, like, well,
what do we need to do? That was the biggest moment of frustration for our team. It was like, we've done everything that, you know, the NDA, the judges, the score sheets, everything has told us to do. And so this year for nationals, we were crying the day we learned the routine. So Lord knows what we're going to look like on the stage. I just, you know, you go into nationals now humbled just because, you know, you can bring everything you have and they still might not like you. It's very subjective. They get completely different judges every single year. And so the reason why I say that nationals is the best time of the year is because that's when I feel like we all learn the most about ourselves and each other. And that's when we truly become a family. We are not a hazing dance team, but we always say that like we have a hell week where we have 2 days during spring break. And so we call that like if you make it through that, like you're initiated on the dance team. That is the most emotionally draining time of the entire year. I promise all we do is dance. We don't, you know, we don't haze, I promise. But it's just funny because, you know, that's just the hardest time of the whole year. And you feel like you've made it to March and you're almost done. But nationals is by far the most emotionally draining part. But so for some reason, it's been more and more rewarding every year, no matter what we've gotten. And so I'm really excited for this year just because our routine's amazing. We have such great talent on the team. And clearly for our last year, I'm praying that we make finals. And I really think that we deserve it this year. But ultimately, I'm glad that these two past years have humbled us just because now we can go in, you know, not expecting anything, but just working for what we feel like we deserve.
Right. Exactly. Kinsey, your thoughts on nationals?
It's my favorite season of the year. And I don't even know if we can really, you know, call it a season, but from like December when we learn the routine to as soon as I walk off that stage from the last time. So from December to April, that's like my prime season for me as a person. It's my favorite season of the year, but it's also like my favorite season of life, if that makes sense too.
Yeah.
But we just work so hard for the same goal every year, and it's to make finals and just to be a better team, be a more well-rounded team, be a more more talented team. And this year, the talent that we have is just amazing. And so, like Ellie said, we were crying on the day that we learned the routine, the first day too. And so it's just been a really rewarding experience to be able to have the opportunity to compete and to also be a part of a program that wants you to compete and to just go out of your comfort zone and just, you know, represent A-State as a whole. And so competing at nationals is definitely emotionally draining, it's physically draining, it's mentally exhausting, mm-hmm. but all of these things are just, when I think about it and I look at it as a whole, you know, I'm old and I'm a senior, so I'm kind of nostalgic. It's a beautiful process. Mm-hmm. It really is. And so people always say, grow through what you go through. And that's the epitome of Nationals and this team. And Coach Paige does an awesome job at continuing to motivate us and doing mm-hmm. everything that she possibly can to make sure we are going to be the best team possible. And so she just supports us so well emotionally and physically, too. And so she just does a wonderful job at making sure that, you know, the spirit squads are just very prepared for Nationals and that we get the best coaching possible. And so that wouldn't be possible without her and her dedication. So it's just... it's just a beautiful process. Now that I like, can actually sit here and think about it all as a whole, it's just so rewarding no matter what the outcome is. And just being able to know that you put together this beautiful project and now you're able to showcase it to everyone and say, like, you know, this is really what the dance team does. This is really what the cheer team does. It's art, you know. Mm-hmm.
Seniors on the A-State dance team, Ellie Stafford and Kinsey Williams. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.